Hi, everyone. Welcome to Unjaded for the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with an industry leader to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So today, I am pleased to introduce to you my good friend, Micah Tendor. He's the Senior Director of Strategy at Kelley Blue Book's Instant Cash Offer with Cox Automotive. And besides being a cherished colleague, he brings years of experience, expertise, and know-how to today's conversation, especially around fixed operations and inventory optimization. So welcome, Micah.
Thanks, Jade. It is fantastic to be here. Good to be on the pod again. Loved the conversation we had around Fierce at ASI. Anyone listening, if you missed it, you need to go back and check out that episode. But delighted to be back with you.
Yes. Well, Micah, I invited you here today to record this episode for our viewers because, as we both know, acquisitions and appraisals and getting the full ROI on every single vehicle is more important than ever for dealers in today's push market. It's so important that Auto Trader and Viauto are releasing an educational series called The Complete Profit Picture that I recently was able to host and honored to do that. And so our dealer partners are asking us what we're seeing working in today's times to find the right car, get in front of the right consumer, and to achieve the right price to actualize the full profit potential on every single vehicle. So right out of the gate, Micah, a big part of that equation in the right car and the right strategy deals with acquisitions and appraisals. Can you share with our listeners why the appraisal process often sets the stage for a dealer to have fresh vehicle inventory and in turn the ability to make a deal for a newer used vehicle purchase?
Absolutely. So at Cox Automotive, one of the things we really try to do is maximize returns on every single vehicle for a dealer. And when you think about it, appraisal is what really sets the stage for a dealer to either make money or lose money on a vehicle. And the reason for that is the market's going to control where you can sell a vehicle, obviously, via supply and demand. There's too much information out there to be able to sell a vehicle $2,000 above the rest of the market. More and more, as we digitize the 7 different acquisition channels that exist, dealers flock there. And as a result, the ability to acquire a vehicle more and more is controlled by the market. So if you're the point that you can sell it at and the guardrails of where you can buy it at are controlled by the market, your ability to generate profit really depends on what you can do in the middle. And the middle is where appraisal lives. The ability to accurately identify damage, the ability to understand what that damage means in recon costs, and therefore reductions to how much you're going to put on the vehicle, what sort of pack you need to have, all those other pieces that make up the deal, and finally, how much money you're going to offer the consumer. And bottom line, the appraisal is what either allows you to bring in a vehicle and be profitable or bring in a vehicle that has a risk of losing money as you sit on it over those 45, 60, 90 days.
Yes. So I've heard you mention at different conferences over the past few months that dealers need to refocus and modernize their strategies on the operational elements of an appraisal within the dealership and to get really connected and develop a process to appraise the vehicle and more specifically meet the needs of what today's consumer is looking for and expecting when you're appraising their car. So share with us what some of those needs are and how dealerships and service centers can meet or exceed them.
I want to start with a little bit of the background on why we keep talking about this. What has happened is consumers' expectation of the trade-in process has changed significantly through COVID. If we think back to pre-COVID, 2019, there are only 2 online trade-in valuation providers in the market, one of them being Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, of course. And consumers really didn't understand the value of their vehicle until they arrived at a dealership. In our post-COVID world, all consumers understand the value of their vehicle at the dealership and generally have a couple different offers on it. And as a result, there's a different set of expectations consumers had. So Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer did a research project with consumers who are ready to sell to understand what their needs were of the trade-in process or from a consumer perspective, the vehicle sale process. It was really interesting because the consumer said there were 10 needs that dealers were not meeting. And these 10 needs are really the epicenter of all the conversations we're starting to have around, should we tune up the appraisal process a little bit? Yeah. And I'm not going to run through all 10 needs, but they basically fall into 4 buckets that have some very easy solutions for dealers to be able to optimize the experience. And the 4 buckets are, what are the cool things and uncool things about my vehicle? And are you capturing them correctly? That's 2 of the 4. cool things, yeah. Meaning I think my vehicle's special. Is Jade properly accounting for that in the appraisal and giving me the money because I have rims instead of steel wheels? The uncool things from a consumer perspective are I know I have damage. I know my vehicle is not perfect. Consumers are really concerned around how much is Jade reducing? Is she taking off too much from my dents? Is she counting each individual dent? And what we found in the research is that if you bring the consumer with you on the damage walk and talk them through what you're seeing and what you're doing, including calling out a cool thing, even if you have to find something cool in the vehicle, it really starts to build their confidence that you're correctly accounting for the cool stuff and not dinging them on the bad stuff. So those are two of the things. Correctly account for the cool stuff. How are you dinging me on the bad stuff? The other two things that consumers need done are they need you to help them understand the market. Since they are going online doing a little price shopping, they might have different values. So they need to understand why are these values different? What's the supply and demand that's driving it? So leveraging a tool like vAuto where you have full look at like mine vehicles, where am I cost to market? Where am I priced to market? How many vehicles like this exist in the market? How long is it taking to sell? You can actually use that data to help position your offer and actually get a little bit lower offer accepted by a consumer. And then lastly, consumers are concerned about getting ripped off, of course. So as you include them in it, that feeling of maybe I'm getting ripped off goes away. So we're talking about these changes because we want to help dealers maximize the monetization of every vehicle. And it's really around bringing the customer along and adjusting to where the customer is informed, and they now need someone to guide them through that trading conversation.
Yeah, so much of everything that you just shared points to building and establishing trust with the consumer. Mm. And of course, that is the hallmark of Kelley Blue Book, being the number one most trusted automotive brand. So Tell us how important you think it is in the appraisal process and some of the best practices to build, bridge, and further that trust with consumers to enable making a deal.
The consumer trust in the trading process is becoming more important than it's ever been. And it's because consumers are more informed, but it's causing a problem for them. And what I mean by more informed is the average consumer now, when they show up at a dealership for an appraisal, has 2.6 cash offers in their vehicle. And if they're a Gen Z, a high percentage of them have 4 to 6 offers. And a few Gen Z have 7+, actually. The result, though, is consumers are going to these different online sources, doing different self-evaluations. Some people ask me to say, is my vehicle excellent, very good, or good? Some people make me pick damage. Some people have a blend. And they're getting 4, 5, 6 different values. From a consumer perspective, the research shows that they like that because they get some information, but it's causing them to be really confused.
Yes.
Because they don't know how to parse that all. They don't know why they have 6 different values and 6 different damage assessments with 6 different damage deductions. So they are now more and more looking for trust in that process, to your point. And we have 5 suggestions of how dealers can build trust. And really, there's 3 that if dealers want to take everything away, just quickly jot down. The first is that they need to focus on customer expectations in the appraisal process. It used to be that you could black box a trade-in. And what I mean by that is I'm going to flip the keys to Jade while I take the client out to look at a new vehicle. When I get back, you give them a value. Based on that data saying 60% of their concerns are around what am I doing while I look at the vehicle, I need to bring them along. So understand what they're looking at and make some adjustments. Secondly is to do an appraisal discovery conversation. And that's new for some dealers. And it's really, I know that you have a bunch of values on that vehicle. I need to know roughly where they are. I need to know what you did so that I can help paint a picture for you of how they all live harmoniously and why my value is correct out of that mix. If I don't have any of that information, it's going to be really hard for me to come back as a dealer and say, trust me, my value at $55,000 is right. I don't know if you have a $65,000 and a $45,000 that I'm competing against, or if everyone said $55,000. So I need that discovery conversation. And then lastly, it's that leveraging market data. The consumers are going to trust you more as you bring that data. And that's one of the things that really excites me as we think about technology stacks coming together, where you can integrate something like Kelley Blue Book against the cash offer to your experience with the trust background and vAuto data. And there are now some tools in the market that can help dealers kind of merge that trust and data into one cohesive experience that can help them increase their look to book.
Yes. You know, I want to make sure our viewers really stop and listen to that. When I first heard that stat that said that the average consumer comes into a dealership with almost 3 appraisals in their hand, sometimes 7 or more, when I first heard it, I just thought, wow, think about how confusing that is for the consumer and how it breeds mistrust before any contact is ever made. So consumers walk in hopeful on the high end of that offer range with a pretty good idea of what their car is worth. And at the last few conferences that I have attended while presenting on stage, I've actually asked dealers for a show of hands if they know exactly how every customer-facing team member in their organization would explain the trade valuation variance to a customer. And I have not had one single hand confidently go up yet. And, you know, it's a really great example of the need to prepare your teams for today's real world conversations. And, you know, there aren't a lot of them, but I think, you know, as we always recently keep coming back to how important it is to be back to the basics and the foundational elements of the steps of the sale, because we are in the first emerging buyer's market that we've seen in such a long time. So, Micah, how would you tell dealers to help consumers understand this variance even further and to show them the real value of their car?
I like to think of it as winning on the emotional side with the consumer and winning on the analytic side. Scientifically, we as humans make all of our decisions either with the analytical side of our brain, the rational side, or the emotional side of our brain. And scientifically, once the emotional side kicks in, it starts overruling the rational thought. We all can remember a time where we got so excited or so mad about something that we behaved in a way that we probably didn't like because the emotional side kicks in. So when I talk with dealers around, how can we take this knowledge of the customers being out there price shopping, they're really concerned about how I identify damage, and they're really concerned about how do I position my vehicle in the market, and how can I win as a dealer? There's a piece of emotional win and analytics win. The analytics part's easy. Walk the vehicle with the customer, explain the damage, call out the good stuff, and tell them, hey, that's worth $100. Call out some bad stuff and give them an understanding of the deduction and maybe cut them a break. We all know it's $85 for a dent guy to come in. There's 32 dents on the vehicle. I know it's going to be $85. They don't know that. They know that that many dents are going to cost a lot. So I have to be like, oh, it'll just be $85 for that. You can build trust just by having a conversation and being human with a consumer. And then take that Viotto data and help justify the, where they're positioned in the market. That's going to win the analytics side. But the survey that we did of consumers during the trade-in said that there's 5 emotional factors they need to be solved for in order for them to feel confident to sell. And it's the feeling of chemistry with the buyer, feeling knowledgeable, feeling confident, avoid feeling exploited, and feeling control. 4 of those, as we were mapping those emotions to the unmet needs, 4 of those all are built around that idea of trust that you mentioned, Jade. So that analytics piece, plus the walk with the consumer where you're talking to them, asking them questions, engaging them, helping them understand the vehicle, marrying those two together is really the solution. So as I think about it as emotional and analytics, and you do them both by involving the customer every step of the journey and giving them some elements of the data that you have access to and they don't, to help them make an informed decision.
Yes, technology is now such a big piece of that. And, you know, it's a key piece of this new Auto Trader Viotto learning series, The Complete Profit Picture, focusing on acquiring the right car for the right market. So, Micah, what new technology is out there to help dealers figure out all of this without guesswork?
There are 2 technologies in the market that I'm really excited about right now. And there's all kinds of technologies that are interesting, right? But one of the things that I always think about is the technology proven or net new? So I'm looking at new and proven technologies when I say this, and the 2 are the global search system and Profit Time GPS and a service drive acquisition capability. What I think is really interesting is there's this new global search capability in Profit Time GPS that just came out at NADA, which allows dealers to aggregate all of the vehicles that they need to find into one search portal. Think of it as an auto trader for dealers. And what dealers do is they use their inventory stocking strategy of what vehicles they need that already lives in Viotto. They pump that into the global search tool, and it's going to look across all 7 acquisition channels and give them a list of all the vehicles they need across all the channels. So it might be a private party listing, it might be a lease return, it might be an auction, it might be a service appointment, a missed appraisal, a Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer. And then it's going to serve up where they'd be price positioned if they bought it at the current listed price, or if they end up buying it at the market average price of a purchase. To me, that's a really interesting tool because I used to look at my list of vehicles I need to source in Viato, and now I have to go out and figure out how to find them. Now that's all brought to me. And Auto Trader style, I just log in, see that list, and now I can just think about what is my price to market, cost to market, what vehicles do I want to buy. The other thing that I think is really interesting right now from a tech stack is Cox Automotive Service Drive Acquisition Tool. It marries together Xtime, Viato, and ICO, and it enables the dealership to build a service drive acquisition program. The reason I think it's interesting, Jade, is because how long have we been talking about service drive acquisition? 15 years, 20 years? As long as I've been in the industry, we've been talking about how can we effectively buy cars out of service. Two things that have always kind of impeded the progress there. One is that the plan's historically been kind of variable ops focused. Variable ops shows up and says, I want these six cars out of fixed. And fixed doesn't really have a plan, but there are opportunities for fixed ops to benefit from a service drive acquisition program. If I have a customer who I know is going to defect, we should try to buy the car and get them into something else and see if I can have them as a client. If I have a client who I know is close to the end of their OEM coverage and they have indicated they're going to defect, we should flip them to a new car, get them on a three-year cycle, start that revenue stream again. So the service drive team, the fixed ops team, should be able to bring a list of some clients every month that they think we should be buying a car from. On the flip side, the variable ops needs to bring that list and marry the two together. That requires a combined technology stack. And that's one of the things I'm excited about with Cox and Service Drive Acquisition. The second piece is it is hard. We know it's hard to change processes in a dealership, but it's also really hard to try to unite tech stacks. And that's why a lot of service drive acquisition programs have failed in the past, as I've talked to a lot of dealers and a lot of service leaders. There's not a way to combine those tech stacks historically. So now I have to have all these swivel chair components, everyone working out different tools, trying to align. Plus, I have to do change management. Plus, I have to build a process flow. I have to get a pay plan. I have to get reporting. Now that these tech stacks are aligned, that whole piece on reporting, on aligning the tech stack goes away. All I have to figure out is how do I get an aligned process? How do I get an aligned pay plan? How do I build reporting? So that's what I'm excited about. It's these two technologies that are helping dealers identify all the cars that they need to buy very quickly, understand at a glance where they're going to be price positioned so they can go get after it. And this new combination of technologies that actually makes it possible to have a profitable service drive acquisition program.
It is such cool stuff. And there are so many efficiencies to be had for wins for the dealership if they really use them. And, you know, times have certainly changed over the last 4 years, and especially when it comes to inventory acquisition, stocking strategy, and consumer affordability. Yeah. And so we continue encouraging dealers to really look at data, look at the market, look at the insights daily. And it's a fact that dealers who make real-time data part of their daily operating control win. So, Micah, what differences have you seen in data-based operations and they make to dealers when it comes to fully realizing ROI and their true profit potential?
I think there's two that we tend to see. Yeah. One is dealers that embrace the technology, test it and trust it is what I like to say. They test it out, understand how it works, figure out how it fits, and then trust it and move full-fledged. We know that they're able to execute at a faster rate. Regardless of its deploying a technology to help them optimize reconditioning, and we see the average time drop from 14 to 7 days, or it's using pricing tools, and we see that their average variance in pricing comes down, or if it's using a complete acquisition system, and we can start to see dealers slim down what is currently, on average, 53% of dealers missing their recon estimates by $800. Either way, when a dealer tests and then trusts, we start to see optimization happen on the financial side. The other piece of it that I don't think we talk enough about is as more and more dealers move to these tech stacks and learn to adapt some of their processes to changes in the market, we start to see an unmonetized ROI on the reporting and insights side. And I think it's easy to think of it from a money perspective because that's why all of us earn business. Whether you're a dealership or Cox Automotive, everyone needs to make a little money as we go along. But one of the big ROIs is that as we integrate these tech stacks, as we test and trust, we start to get new insights and new learnings that we then can adjust our processes, add new capabilities. And whether it's something like testing a generative AI chatbot in your system, using a global search tool to surface everything up, or using a service tool that's going to help you remotely identify damage as someone drives by. All of those enable new capabilities within the dealership. And I think that ROI around new data, new insights that I can act on as a dealership leader is one of the biggest things for dealers and an opportunity for them to really make a name for themselves in the dealership and in the dealership space.
Yes, so well said. So I would love to wrap up this incredible conversation by asking you a final question, and it is the most important one. What is your biggest piece of advice to dealers when it comes to inventory acquisition success?
I love that question. One thing comes to mind, which is standardization. And it sounds so cliche to say that, but when you're looking at all the optimization process, all the things that we've been talking about this whole time, none of it matters if you can't execute on it. To the question that you've been asking everyone at conferences, can your staff cleanly explain the difference in appraised values to anyone? If the answer is no, then there's a gap. If the question is, can your staff repeatedly identify reconditioning elements correctly, or are they part of that 53% that are missing by 800? If the answer is no, then there's a standardization effort that's needed. To your point, as we're going back to basics, this is a great opportunity for dealers to train in some of the basics and really look to get standardization around those processes that they know work. And as they're testing new processes based on data, based on market insights, start building those out as process capabilities that are easily repeatable. So it's that repeatable process. Not sexy at all, but allows you to execute at a high efficiency that drives ROI.
It is so real. Bring your people along with you. Bring your people along with you, because your people representing your brand and setting the relationship and the trust and the partnership with your consumers, they have to know why and how to use the technology and how to address the questions and the objections that are top of mind for consumers. So, Micah, now as we wrap up this amazing conversation, I want to thank you for sharing with me and for all of our viewers these valuable tips and ways of working now to drive more profits, especially when it comes to appraisals and acquisitions.
Thanks for having me, Jade. Always enjoy chatting with you. Great to be with you and the listeners.
And that wraps us up for today. I want to extend a huge thank you to Micah Tendor and a huge thank you to all of you for watching and listening to Unjaded for the Road Forward. Don't forget to be one of the first to sign up for the new Complete Profit Picture Learning Series, free to our dealer partners and to my viewers and listeners at www.coxautoinc.com/the-complete-profit-picture. And if you'd like to be a subscriber to this series, where you'll hear about new episodes like this one, as well as receive all kinds of cool subscriber-only bonus content throughout the year, go to b2b.autotrader.com/unjaded for the road forward. And as always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and I'd like to thank you for joining us for Unjaded. Be sure to tune in next month as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we are cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.